Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, this is South.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safe with Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies,
and you're listening to
Scar Nation.
I know. Hang with mates and play some NIETE and DO. I know. Gonna drink some beers, go waterside, then play a big show. Drove about 200 more.
Our early on stage 14 minutes, then we were kicked out the door.
They told us to stop,
as we stopped,
the power to make sure. But the bathroom of my room was bigger than my bedroom floor. They couldn't stop our fun, so we invited all of our six fans.
To our double story into bad, fuck tomorrow's plans.
Drank too much,
took lots of shit,
and took some herbal ecstasy. The police were called to Maccas to control a lot of shit talking. Oh, how much fun we were shown. Turn them without this mates to get into their homes. This week was surely going to be the decline of our health and sanity. Road trip for 3 hours after Friday at the water slides.
We got it super cheap, we use packs, not it perfect as our life.
The show in Bunbury
was crazy.
The men were waves and wonder. Punters, the locals, the best, but not the hot librarian. The very band before us was playing Josh and Hardcore Shit.
Buses were smashed and beers, we lost my tennis in the circle pit.
Lucky for us,
the crash like
rims. Continued going nuts, they didn't even mind when pictured and sing out with some gangsters. It probably didn't help that the manager then yours passed out on his back. With what was laying next to him, we never got paid for playing that evening. I know. Gonna drink some beers, go waterside, and play a big show.
I know.
Hang with mates and play some NIETE and DO.
I know.
Gonna drink some beers, go waterside, and play a big show.
I know.
Hang with mates and play some NIETE and DO.
I know.
Gonna drink some beers, go waterside, and play a big show.
Tonight.
then play a big show.
I know.
And with mates in place, I'm in IETE and BO.
I know.
Gonna drink some beers, go water slide, then play a big show.
I know.
And with mates in place, I'm in IETE and BO.
I know.
Gonna drink some beers, go water slide, and play a big show.
Too much gin now. I'm rinsing off the memories down the sink. The doubts I had that made me think. Was I the right guy for the job? I thought I was. I guess I was wrong. I'm gonna make hay while the sun don't shine. Forget about my yesterday and leave it all behind. I make hay with just a little time. I paid you back my debt. So let's drink a beer for the past. I thought it was always luck. Two people from the hole when you thought you were stuck. Looking for a way to get revenge. I could have done it. But I'm thinking back when it was something special, don't you think? The doubts I had that could have made me sick. Was I the right guy for the job? I thought I was, I guess I was wrong. I'm gonna make hay while the sun don't shine. Forget about my yesterday and leave it all behind. I'll make hay with just a little time. I paid you back. So let's drink a beer for the past. So raise up your glasses and wet your mustaches. I've done it before and I'll do it again. Gonna be completely honest, gonna make myself this promise. The one where I said that I'd never give in. Don't you think the doubts I had that could have made me sick? Was I the right guy for the job? I thought I wasn't, but I guess I was wrong. I'm gonna make hay while the sun don't shine. Forget about my yesterday and leave it all behind. I made hay with just a little time. I paid you back my daddy's debt, so let's drink a beer for the
as good, like how cool the rum is from a silver tray, just to be thirsty in Montego Bay. Singapore.
ocean, baby, home in bed. I tell you it's hard for me to stay away. You ain't been till you've been down Montego Bay. Sing now. Motion, baby, home in bed. I tell you, it's hard for me to stay away. You ain't been down till you've been down Montego Bay.
We regaled the joys of Melbourne in Scapod number one. It's time to give New South Wales a little bit of love. That was the All-Nighters and their mega smash international hit, Montego Bay, all the way back from 1983. I always tell the story about when I was at school, might have been early university, I bought a tape called This Is Ska. It was a bit of a compilation, and the All-Nighters version of Montego Bay was on that tape. Little did I know that I'd be living in Australia a short time later, and the All-Nighters, I didn't even know the All-Nighters were Australian, to be honest. I thought they were possibly Jamaican, possibly a two-tone band. I don't know, but I do now. But we have some sad, sad news from the All-Nighters. They have decided, after all these years, to call it quits. Oh, yeah, call it quits indeed. I doubt they're going to be held to that. Sorry. Anyway, they've announced the last six dates ever for the All-Nighters, I do believe. October 12th, Brass Monkey, Cronulla. October 19th, Prince Bandrew, it says Prince Ballroom in Melbourne. It's the Prince Bandroom in Melbourne. November the 2nd, Unibar in Adelaide. November the 9th, Chardon's Corner Backroom up in Brisbane. November 16th, it says the Entertainment Grounds in Gosford. Now, I believe they are supporting the Hoodoo Gurus in Gosford, so you may not see the All-Nighters listed if you are local. But their last ever show is at the Paddo RSL in Sydney, November 30. Unfortunately, that's the same weekend as Scar Nation, so that might split the crowds a little bit. But the All-Nighters, their last ever, let's call it a tour, but arms could be twisted in the future. Who knows? But we want to wish the All-Nighters the best of luck for that tour. October 19, the Prince Bandroom in Melbourne. I believe Looney Tunes and Kitty Hawks are going to be supporting. So what a night that is going to be. Hopefully we will sell it out. Before the All-Nighters, the Porkers with their 2018 single, Make Hay. The only little bit of news from the Porkers, but they were celebrating 20 years of their Live at Nakanoshima album that came out 20 years ago last week. It's a fantastic live album. It really is, and it's so well done. And then, I think the day before that, in 1995, Grunt came out in the USA. Not too much band or gig news from the Porkers, but hopefully we will try to get them down to Melbourne. Who knows? It may even be potentially at Scar Nation 2024. I did mention the dates have been announced for Scar Nation. It is November 30th and December 1st at Colac Showgrounds. Bands will be announced very, very shortly. We were ready to announce the headliners, but something didn't quite go our way. So we're a bit disappointed with that, but we will make up for it, let me tell you. We kicked things off on Scarpod number 2 with Chris Duke and The Royals, their title track of the 2011 album Music and Maniacs. But I've got to give you some news. Chris Duke and The Royals news. They just played Dancing Fest a couple of weekends ago. Saturday, 29th of June at the Leichhardt Bowling Club. It is an all-dayer because it is Chris Duke and The Royals' 21st birthday, as well as Seed's 40th birthday Paddy. Chris Duke and the Royals, Ebola Goldfish, Vitti Vials, Link 182, which is a Blink 182 cover band, apparently. Solo sets from Anti of the Bennies, oh yeah, and Seeds as well. A couple of bands are reforming to do sets at the party as well. Stepping Razor, Major Keg, Conundrum, and Sunshine Winnebago. Now, I believe if you buy tickets this week, you get a fairly hefty discount. So do check out Chris Duke and the Royals. Just jump on their Facebook page. All the details are there. But the gig is on Saturday, the 29th of June. It is an all-dayer. It will kick off at 2 p.m. So what a day that is going to be in Sydney. Well, Leichhardt, that's part of Sydney, I guess, isn't it? Chris Duke and the Royals. Haven't seen them in Melbourne for quite some time. We're going to have to drag them down. Possibly even for a beefy ska club at some stage. All right, let's get into the new releases, because Ska Pod number 2 is all about the new releases. Fiesta Fiesco from Brisbane have a new single that's just come out. This is friggin' awesome. I do love it. These guys are going from strength to strength. It is called Wrong End of the Race. Check them out. All their stuff is on Bandcamp, but please check out Fiesta Fiesco. Brand new single, Wrong End of the Race.
Down. neighbors. When they come around, you gotta leave them out on the porch. Don't you forget it. They will drag you down. You will regret it. They'll say you're not smart enough. You're not.
How good is that? That is Joe Gittleman. That is the title track of his upcoming album, Hold Up. Comes out on June 21st. Yeah, Beefy gets you the tracks a month early, people. Joe Gittleman, former member of Mighty Mighty Bosstones, who's kind of gone his own way. But he's also, outside of the solo stuff, formed a band called The Kilograms that are going to play at Supernova later this year. That is such a good tune. I do like that. That is a laid back Boston style. Talk about laid back Brisbane style. Fiesta Fiasco have a new single that has just come out, Wrong End of the Race. Two great tunes there. Very, very good stuff. Congratulations, Neil et al. Of Fiesta Fiasco. They are moving in the right direction. They are putting on some great live shows as well. Packed out the Cave Inn up there in Brisbane last weekend. They couldn't squeeze another person in. Had to shut the doors, allegedly. So that is fantastic. Okay, from Brisbane, we're going to go to Hawaii right now. A band, this is their debut, actually. They haven't released anything. They have been around a little while, but nothing recorded until now. The band are called the Hammer House Band. I think they're based in Honolulu, but this is their debut single, Like Mech.
Truth singing, hey honey, what's your name? Your smile that What's gonna happen? I ain't got no clue.
I don't know.
The night is still young, but I am long overdue. With every step I take, it feels I'm falling for you. I'll be your pilot. Let me take you for a ride, and we can fly, 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 dancing into the night.
Just hurry up.
Now here we are, swinging side to side. Right to the rhythm of life. The night is almost over, let's just take our time. Cause I can't stop this feeling, baby, I feel the vibe. One final question that I have to ask. Will you be mine, mine, mine? I wanna make this last.
Sing it.
Chase Long Beach from Long Beach, California. Those guys formed in 2002, but that is brand new! Repo Jake. They've been around a long, long time, but not much recorded stuff. Couple of albums, couple of singles and stuff. Good to see them back, because what a sound that is. That is fantastic from Chase Long Beach. I've been a long admirer of their live stuff, and good to see them back on the road again, hopefully. Before that, from Hawaii, Hammer House Band. Their debut single called Like Mech. Great tune. Loving that. Can't wait to hear more from the Hammer House Band. All right. I mentioned that friend of the show, Francis Harrison of Resignator's fame. He's just been over in the States checking out some bands, basically checking them out for potential Scarnation headline. Not headline, just Scarnation acts for them to come across and do some touring, but play Scarnation as well. So I said to him, oh, while you're there, you might as well do some interviews. Catch up with a few people and see what we can find out. I'm going to play three tonight. There's a couple more I'm going to save for next week. But here's the first one off the ranks. Caught up with Tim from Catbite.
I've got the luxury of Tim from Catbite, who has travelled from Montreal after playing at Pusafest. They're about to go on in about an hour's time. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm good. It's good to see you. I'm so happy. That was such a surprise. I love it. I'm doing good.
You guys have been touring like nonstop. You've been to the UK.
A lot of miles or kilometers, as you would say. You know, it's been so much fun. You know, we're doing what I want to do. You know, we've just been staying busy the past 2 years, and I wouldn't have it any other way. We've been playing with a bunch of my favorite bands. We've been doing some headline stuff. We're also trying to write some music all in between. But yeah, it's been a wild ride, and we're just happy.
Where are we up to with the next record?
Yeah, we're slowly but surely working on it. We're kind of figuring out the plans. We have a bunch of songs written, but we want to, you know, we're trying to be like really strategic with this one when we put it out, and like make sure it's like the best possible thing we can do. You know, our other two records were kind of rushed, and it's always been our style, but this time we're taking a little bit more time to like focus on it and make sure it's like the best album we can possibly ever put out. In the meantime, you know, we're just doing a bunch of festivals in the US. We were over in the UK, you know, just kind of doing what we like to do is stay
busy. Japan.
And Japan, yes.
Hey Smith.
Yeah.
They're like my new favorite band. They're incredible. You guys got to play with them in Japan.
That was the coolest experience of my life. Them and Tokyo Ska Paradise, it was like a dream. We got offered the tour, and we didn't believe it was real until we were actually there and meeting them and loading into the first show, and we realized this was real. This is real life. We're in Japan. Japan has been like, you know, my number one bucket list place to go. And, you know, it was just like being on different country or different planet. Sorry. Basically, the complete opposite of America in the best way possible. The crowd response was awesome. The bands, I mean, yeah, Hey Smith and Tokyo Ska Paradise, probably the best two live ska bands I've ever seen in my life. Just like completely different, you know. You got the kind of trad two-tone stuff of Tokyo Ska, and then this just like ska punk that I've never seen in my life. I watched them all four nights, just like the entire set, just with my mouth like on the floor. I'm just like, how is a band so good, so energetic, so tight, and just also just the nicest people ever? And they barely spoke any English. We would just like, you know, talk with our hands and like Google Translate, but we like, after a couple days, we were best friends, and it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. You went to the UK for Manchester?
Yes. And it was cool because, you know, we're playing in front of these punks in the UK, but ska is a lot cooler over there. So, like, we've done tours with, like, the Bouncing Souls in the US, but, you know, it's a little bit tougher to get in front of that crowd of, like, old punk rockers in the US, because they, you know, they have some slight feelings about ska, you know. But we still had a really good time on that. But in the UK, it was a lot less pressure, and we just kind of felt like we could do our thing, and the crowd responses were awesome. We were playing huge rooms, like 1,000 people every night.
And on the ska punk thing, I guess it's a little bit the same in Australia. You say the word ska and people kind of they back off a little bit.
Right.
And we're trying to change that. And you guys are trying to change that because in the end, good music is good music.
Yeah. And it's fun because, like, we get to do our fun headline shows where people are there to see us. And then we get to do these fun support tours, opening for, like, our favorite bands in front of this brand new crowd. And we get to convert them into Catbite fans. And then we have so many people will be at the merch table after the show because we always sell our own merch. It's my favorite time. Like, get to meet the people in the crowd, and we'll have so many people come up to us and like, I haven't listened to ska since the 90s, but you guys are awesome. Like, or like, I've never heard of you, but I haven't even thought about ska. I hate ska, but I love Catbite. I'm like, you like ska. Welcome.
Excuse me, miss, but after this chaos, where do I fall upon your list? The past 200 hours. We'll be right back.
Hey Smith, Fellowship Anthem. What a tune that is. Hey Smith, who got mentioned by Francis and Tim from Catbite in that little interview that Francis did when they went to Ska Punk International Fest up there in Windsor in Connecticut over the weekend. We did hear a live version of Excuse Me, Miss as well off their 2021 Nice One album that Catbite put out, which is an absolute banger. We did see Catbite here officially last year, March last year, wasn't it? They came out. Very, very good band. Have been slated to support a very, very big name act coming up later in the year. Not in Australia, unfortunately, but in the US. That's going to be huge for those guys. All right, we're going to jump on the new releases again, but we're going to go to France. I've been saying for a long, long time that France is kind of the new center of Euro ska. These guys have been banging on the door for quite some time, but they have just released a new album in the past week or so. They are from Le Havre in Normandy. The band are called the Ska Flakes. I Do It Every Day is the name of the new album. This is very, very good. I could have played a whole host of tracks, but I have settled on one that Mr. Laurent Guns suggested I play. This is called Pick It Up Stylie. Pick It Up Stylie! Off the new album, this is the Ska Flakes from La France.
All hip hop heads, Wooly Khan. All hip hop heads, Wooly Khan.
Could you possibly rewind and come again? We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tiesto and the Moods from Lyon in France. Brand new single from them, You Must Pay. Before that, the Scarflakes. They have a brand new album that has just come out called I Do It Every Day. How good and how much fun is Pick It Up Stiley? Awesome stuff! Like I said, I've said it for a while now. France is the new Euro hub of the ska. Yes, it is. All right, let's get back to France's up at Ska Punk International Fest up there in Windsor, Connecticut. This time, I think he's chilling out with some friends of the show, Austin Gray and crew from Joker's Republic.
I've just seen Joker's Republic. They were amazing. One of the best bands I've seen at the festival so far. So I've got the boys here. Just introduce yourself.
My name is Austin Gray. I'm the guitarist and the lead vocalist.
My name is Patrick Elwood. I'm the drummer and secondary vocalist.
I'm Billy, and I play the bass, and I also sing.
Amazing set, guys.
Thank you.
I know nothing about Joker's Republic. I've heard the name before, but I've never actually heard your music. How long have you been around? Where do you hail from? And some of your inspirations.
Well, as Beefy will tell you, we're from northern New Jersey, which is very different than the rest of New Jersey. This lineup has been around since 2018, the band since 2015. 2018, really, the band started to become its own when Pat and Billy joined and made it what it is today.
Yeah, and influences, touring, aspirations, records that you're releasing?
Influences, Streetlight Manifesto, Real Big Fish, Green Day. These guys are more emo influenced. Less Than Jake.
You know, Fallout Boy. Yeah, you know, and like the early like 2000s pop punky stuff, you know, like Blink-182 and all that, and then also like some more modern bands like The Wonder Years and The Story So Far, but that's more just like what we listen to, and sometimes it sneaks a little bit, like, you know, like one song at a time. It's like, oh, that riff is kind of this-ish, you know.
I definitely heard some Streetlight there, particularly in that last song.
Yes.
I also heard some MXPX early.
Totally, yeah.
It had that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's a real mash of all different styles from that late 90s, early 2000s
kind of what we're
pop punk screen, ska thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going for. It's always been, for me, evolutionary, not revolutionary. We are very keen to take the pieces of the music that we love and listen to and champion and rearrange them into different ways that people really haven't seen before. So ultimately, Joker's Republic should feel familiar yet fresh at the same time.
You know, we're like, well, I really love that this song had a great riff. And like, the chorus is really catchy. And this part you can dance to. It's like, okay, so like, we can write that song. You know, if it doesn't exist, like, we'll do it. You know,
we're sort of a mashup of our favorite bands.
Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, that's the best way for a band to be, to be true to themselves.
Yep.
So releases, you've got a record out on SPI?
We do. The last record we did was called Necessary Evil, produced by Roger from Less Than Jake, featuring Buddy on the first track. We are working on a new record right now that we played a couple songs from today, as you heard. The release plan is not set in stone yet, but we are expecting to work with the same team as last time, provided everything lines up. So, you know, you should expect
something happening towards, I would say, the end of this year into next year. You will have more information about that. That is because we're notoriously bad at timelines, but we also still want to like hold ourselves to like, we're working on new music. It's happening. We kind of have to keep ourselves on pace. Otherwise, we'll endlessly tinker with the songs and then never put them out. You know?
And touring wise, you've predominantly, from what I understand, you've been East Coast.
Well, we did do West Coast at the beginning of 2023 to promote Necessary Evil. We've done that twice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the Midwest a couple times. We've been to Texas last year for SBI Fest. Like, we try to hit everything.
This year was more of an East Coast year, and now we're sort of settled down. This is about as far as we've traveled in a while because we've just been working on the new stuff.
We will be looking to do a national U.S. run when the new record comes out. So West Coast, U.S., Midwest.
Potentially international if someone wants to.
Yeah, all of it eventually.
We'll come to Australia. We just can't afford it.
Somebody can get us out there. No,
fantastic. Anytime. Just let us know.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just so. Just so do it. If I can get a try to let this go for it. Just don't do it. Don't you have respect for yourself? Just don't do it. Have your chance to go for it. I think it's something that we all do it. Just don't do it. Don't you have respect for yourself? Know that you quit before. They just know what we want. Since you what you call it, place and they don't make that call. Something that has changed your life forever since you fight on you. The better, the worse, both of the determines all. And if you still take the turn, then I know you lost. You don't you need people break, and they may make a cost. See me ready, I need their attacks. You don't take the lead, you can pause on you. They gotta tell you that you're better, so don't do it. But I'm gonna try to let it go for it. Deciding what this story goes for it. Just don't do it. Don't you have respect for yourself. Just don't do it. Now you're chasing all your souls for it. Now I think it's time to drop you the road. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Don't do admin stuffing myself. Just don't. So now you find yourself here. Now you're all alone. You're like a hole in your heart. You're busy working so hard. Now you're so bored. As you wander away from advertising. I'm not helping you make. Because you're not in the trick. Just keep pushing yourself. But the thing will fade away. Just keep pushing yourself. Say I'll be okay. That's the most of burning balls. Why am I a pencil player statement I've ever faced? I'm a weapon queen. Don't stop growing. So excited, so don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't you have to be yourself. Just don't do it. That shit's gone, don't stop growing. Now I think it's something like you. Just don't do it. Don't you have to be yourself. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, we're gonna close this dive bar down. Me and my partner.
are brand new from those feminist ska punkers from Edmonton in Alberta in Canada, eh? I'm going to go play hockey. I'm going to go curling at the Bunch Bill, eh? Femme Voyeur. Dive Bar is the brand new single from Marissa and Celine. You may know for Celine Piquet from the Checkered Past podcast. So good to see they're putting out regular new music and making a bit of a splash about it. Very good tune. I like that a lot. Before that, a little interview with the boys from North New Jersey. None of that, Southwest East Jersey, North New Jersey, Joker's Republic, Austin Gray, and the boys caught up with Francis at SPI Fest up there in Windsor in Connecticut. And we also heard a live version of Just Don't Do It from Joker's Republic. Alrighty, we have waded our way through some new stuff. Let's go and check out Hardio's Hit. Why not? Mark Hardio has gone for a cracking band from York in Yorkshire, obviously. That's where York comes from. The Redskins. These guys were phenomenal in the mid-80s and they just then went away. They put out this absolutely a brilliant album called Neither Washington Nor Moscow. I think Mark wanted a different tune, but I decided that we're going to use this one for Hardio's Hit. So big shout out to Mark. He's not coming down for the Area 7 gig with his beautiful partner in crime, Lucy, and the gig is going to be a lot worse off for it, I reckon. Wish you could be here, Mark and Lucy, but this will have to do for now. This is Turning Loose by the Redskins.
The power of workers is in the workplace. Yeah!
Which they like to say I'm alive and I'm kicking. Sailing away, but running into ice. Everything in life starts with courage. I'm going out to find my way.
Hong Kong direct. Red Stripe, King Zephyr. This is B-Dub saying thank you, respect and honor.
Thinking, tripping, baby, maybe you just caught my eye.
You try to act as if you're not into me, like you were too expensive. Please, I get them all for free. Yeah, I'm into me, and you can do yourself. Cause if not, you.
Try to do something, but I seem to lack the skill. Hand me another pill, I'm most likely to kill. Some telling me I'ma be wondering just to see how it feels. I move from bed to bed, finding the warm spots. I see what you could do, now shit's getting hot. Whoa, I know the reason why I stopped you passing by. She got me sitting there thinking, tripping, wondering, pondering. Baby, maybe you just caught my eye. We'll be right back.
trap. I thought to myself, how could this thing not be real? Yeah, I get those nasty chills. My crying heart, it kills. I don't know what I'm doing, but I think that the scare.
I move from bed to bed, finding the warm spots. I see what you could do, now shit's getting hot. I know the reason why I stopped you passing by, 'cause I don't know what it is.
You just caught my eye, move from bed to bed, finding the warm spots. I see what you could do, now shit's getting hot. I know the reason why I stopped you passing by, 'cause you got me sitting here thinking, tripping, wondering, pondering, creeping, high and flying, sweating, pleading, honey, baby, maybe you just caught my eye.
Ah, Strangely Arousing from Auckland in New Zealand. Yes, our commitment to New Zealand ska still remains. They put out a self-titled album in 2017 and Caught My Eye is off that album. What a tune that is. Get your bloody up and jumping around. Big Ben ska style. Before that, what did we hear? The Red Stripes out of Hong Kong. Brand new single from them called Lion. Always love playing the Red Stripes. And we kick the little triple play off with the Redskins. Mark Hardio's hit for this week off their Neither Washington Nor Moscow album from 86, Turning Loose. All right, we've got to bring it on home now. If you've heard Hardio's hit, Jono's Juggernaut Isn't Too Far Away. Now, this is an absolute beauty because this is something that Mark Hardio would have chosen, as would I. From London, England, the Inner Terrestrials put out the Tales of Terror album in 2012, Name of the Father. Great choice, Jono. I'm smiling. Hardio's smiling. You will be too. We're bringing on home Name of the Father, Inner Terrestrials.
So took the Bible to the desert, and they found me fires of faith in the Scotland. And when the fighting stopped in a smoke grid, there was a blood soaked Bible in the sand. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Father, by any boy, boy, sister. In the name of the Father, by everything that's good. In the name of the Father, by any boy, boy, sister. God, yeah. There was a Quran in the mountains, and it promised absolution from all our sins. It was the fight until the ammunition was spent. His fight just started flapping in the wind. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Father, but any boy by circle. In the name of the Father, by everything that's good. In the name of the Father, but any boy by circle. Get, yeah. Ourselves, we remember all of their words kind of in lies. When we were blinded by their endless threats and promises, that saw the jackal in their eyes. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Father, by any boy, by Sir God. In the name of the Father, by everything that's good. In the name of the Father, by any boy, by Sir God. God, yeah, God. It's our problem, they're the ones who gave them power. We've made them the masters of the field. Spirits and the elements of nature, and the pagan gods are called the devil, and they were forced to yield. To the name of the Father, to the name of the Father, and in the divine grace of God. To the name of the Father, and everything is good. To the name of the Father, and in the divine grace of God. God, yes, God. Now it's our problem, we're the ones who gave them power. We've made them the masters of the field. The spirits and the elements of nature, and the pagan gods were called the devil, and we were forced to yield. A ship of fool sails on the oceans, and we made it Lord and master of the sea. But it's getting heavy, and one day it must sink. Then all the world's people might be free.
in spite of all the road, everything that's good. In spite of the father and a divine voice of God, 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 God,
you don't mean it. You keep telling me no and try to lean it. You're giving me buts and maybe. You know this will drive me crazy. Why can't you tell it like it is? Let your yeah be yeah, and you know be no.
Take your time.
You got to know that the king is back.
Take
Desmond Dekker, King of Ska, loving that. Pioneers from 1973, Let Your Year Be Year, and Jono's Juggernaut. Oh, loved it. Inner Terrestrials 2012, Name of the Father. What a track that is. And that's it. That's it for Ska Nation Radio with Beefy for this week. It's been very different. We've thrown some interviews at you, and that's going to continue over the next couple of weeks as well, because we've got a load to get through from Francis. He was a very, very busy man. I would have been out watching the bands, but no, he was out doing recce work, as we like to call it in the trade. So thanks to Francis, and thanks to Tim from Catbite and the guys from Joker's Republic. I will have some more from people like Stop the Presses and Matt Flood. I think even Chris Reeves from Ska Punk International is part of that as well. So that will be coming at you in the next couple of weeks. I will be more than happy to do that. Friday night, Area 7 are headlining Beefy's Birthday Bash at the Nightcat on a Friday. The Kitty Hawks, Looney Tunes, Pirate Ska Rebellion, and Operation Big Jake Boston will be bringing the Ska Party to the Nightcat. Tickets are still available. Walk-ups will be available as well. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be the biggest Ska gig we've seen in Melbourne for quite some time. I'm looking forward to it. There's a bit of pressure on me because apparently it's my gig, and I'm getting a few people out of their comfort zone to come and play in the round. We're going to wrap it up next week, and hopefully I'll be able to play some highlights as well, and depending on whether I can record some stuff properly and get it out for you next week. In the meantime, please, please, please stay safe. Do the right thing. Be excellent to one another. I'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same channel. Subscribe to the show, please. Look me up on social media and all streaming platforms. I'm pretty sure the podcast is there, but check me out on Facebook, Ska Nation Radio, and Twitter at Ska Nation Radio. It's late, people, and it's officially my 50th birthday right now. Take it away, Bluey. I'm sure you're going to wish me happy, happy birthday. I'll be back next week, people. In the meantime, stay safe.
Stumbly-tastics.
sorry about this, but we're out of petrol.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.